Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. I am simply a person that likes to help others understand the language of the Bible and social themes. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles chapter 10, beginning with verse 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 10, beginning with verse 8. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shop Avon with me locally or online at charleneonline.net. Available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care is available. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sale development team, or Ethnic Fries sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between, spelled SHERLENESTEVENS. Calendar events for the week. First of all, I'd like to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year 2016. For Monday, January the 4th, it's the state of Utah's birthday. Tuesday is the season premiere of Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots on OWN, 9/8 Central. And it's Bradley Cooper's birthday. Wednesday is the new season and also the farewell season of American Idol. And TV special People's Choice Awards on CBS, 9/8 Central. It's the state of New Mexico's birthday. Thursday is Jeremy Renner's birthday. Friday is the season premiere of Tyler Perry's Love Thy Neighbor on OWN, 9/8 Central. We remember Elvis Presley. And happy birthday to R. Kelly. Saturday is the state of Connecticut's birthday. John Legend and Earl Grey's Sr.'s birthday. Sunday's TV special is Golden Globe Awards on NBC, 8/7 Central, and it's Rod Stewart's birthday. Sherry Appleby gave birth to son Owen Lee on December the 16th. The Unreal actress and her fiancé, Chef Jean Shook, are also parents of Natalie, who's two. Hugh Grant reportedly welcomed his fourth child, a girl, December the 16th. This is his second with Swedish TV producer Anna Eberstein, the mother of his three-year-old son, John. Kim Kardashian released her own emoji app, Kimmoji. The demand for the icons caused glitches in downloading, prompting the star to tweet, "Apple, I'm so sorry I broke your app store," end quote. Sasha P. Musketeers, is engaged to production assistant Hudson Schaefer. The Pretty Little Liars star revealed on December the 22nd. James Franco is set to remake Mother, May I Sleep with Danger for Lifetime. The 1996 TV movie starred Tori Spelling as a student with an obsessive boyfriend. Jennifer Lawrence admitted she and Hunger Games co-star Liam Hemsworth had a little moment. That's the end of our Us Magazine entertainment news. I'd also like to wish Blue Carter, Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter, she'll be turning 4 on January the 7th. Wish her a happy birthday. And it's also Duchess Kate's birthday on January the 9th. So I'd like to also wish her a happy birthday. In our prayers box, we have all families, all businesses, all entertainers in our prayer box as we proceed in this new year. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. And slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation, In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 10, verse 8. My audience, let's prepare for our religious theme discussion. Ready? Let's begin. But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him, that stood before him. Pausing for a moment. Now that's where we ended, discussing how is it possible that Solomon was such a wise leader, such a wise king, so wise that there will never be such a leader ever again with the wisdom of Solomon. And so he had children, sons. And this particular son, Rehoboam, the new king, Solomon's son, is trying to decide what to do with some people that are nearby within his community. And he said, well, how did my father do it back in the day? And he said, well, my father disciplined you all with whips whenever you got out of control. And I don't know whether I want to use whips with you or what I want to do with you all. So he was very concerned with what to do. So he took counsel with the old men within the community. Old people are supposed to be wise within their times. And Rehoboam was like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, wise men, old men, yeah, I've heard that story before. Yeah, that's how my father treated him. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They're just so out of control. I think we need a new way of doing things. And so he sought counsel with his friends, with his peers. And they were like, well, this is what you ought to do. And this is what you should do. And so he's still trying to decide. And then he finally concluded that he was going to treat them worse than what his father had treated them. And he was going to discipline them worse than what his father had done by whipping them. So continuing with verse 9, and he said unto them, what advice give ye that we may return an answer to this people, which have spoken to me, saying, ease, you know, kind of ease up on that whip, kind of ease up on that yoke that your father put on us. And the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, one for the Father, one for the Holy Spirit, and one for Jesus. As to the king bade, saying, come again to me on the third day. So pausing for a moment, he was like, this is how I'm going to treat you. I'm still trying to decide what else more I would like to do. So come back in 3 days. Continuing with verse 13, and the king answered them roughly, and King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men. The old men were like, you know, just beat them with whips, just discipline them that way. And Rehoboam was like, yeah, that's what my father did, and they're still acting up. So continuing with verse 14, and answer them after the advice of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add thereto. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Pausing for a moment, notice how God is allowing the writer to repeat repetition of what he had said. So there is value and what this historical event in regards to what was occurring at the time. So when you have unruly people, what are you to do? Continuing with verse 15. So the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was of God, that the Lord might perform his word, which he had spake by the hand of Ahijah, the Shilonite, to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. And when all of Israel saw that the king would not hearken unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? And we have none inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tent, O Israel. And now, David, see to thine own house. So all of Israel went to their tents. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt into the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram that was over the tribute. And the children of Israel stoned him with stones, that he died. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. And Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. Now continuing where we left off and starting anew for our new year 2016, chapter 11, verse 1. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he gathered of the house of Judah and Benjamin and 144,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. But the word of the Lord came to Jehoiada, the man of God, saying, Speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all of Israel and Judah and Benjamin, saying, Thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up nor fight against your brethren. Return every man to his house, for this thing is done for me. And they obeyed the words of the Lord and returned from going against Jeroboam. And Rehoboam dwelt in Jerusalem and built cities for defense in Judah. He built even Bethlehem and Etam and Tekoa and Bethzur and Shokah and Adullam and Gath and Maresheth and Ziph and Adoraim and Lachish and Azekah and Zorah and Ajalon and Hebron, which are in Judah and in Benjamin fenced cities. And he fortified the strongholds and put captains in them and store of vegetables and of oil and wine. And in every several cities he put shields and spears and made them exceeding strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. And the priests and the Levites that were in all of Israel resorted to him out of all their coasts. For the Levites left their suburbs and their possession and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priest's office unto the Lord. And he ordained him priests for the high places and for the devils and for the calves which he had made. And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong. 3 years, for 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon. And Rehoboam took him Mahalath, the daughter of Jeremoth, the son of David, to wife, and Abielel, the daughter of Eliab, the son of Jesse, which bare him children, Jehush, Shemariah, and Zaham. And after he took Maashah, the daughter of Absalom, which bare him Abishah, and Atai, and Ziza, and Shelomith. And Rehoboam loved Maashah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and concubines. For he took 18 wives and 70 concubines, and begat 20 sons and 70 daughters. And Rehoboam made Abishai, the son of Maachah, the chief, to be ruler among his brethren, for he thought to make him king. And he dealt wisely and dispersed all of his children throughout all the countries of Judah and Benjamin until every fenced city, and he gave them victual in abundance, and he desired many wives. And it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all of Israel with him. And it came to pass that in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they had transgressed against the Lord with 1,200 chariots and 70,000 horsemen. And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, the Lubims, the Sukkims, and the Ethiopians. And he took the fenced cities which pertained to Judah and came to Jerusalem. Then came Shemaiah the prophet to Rehoboam and to the prince of Judah that were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said unto them, Thus saith the Lord, ye have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you and the hand of Shishak. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, The Lord is righteous. And when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, they have humbled themselves. Therefore, I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishah. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my service, and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. He took all. He carried away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. Pausing for a moment. This king, Shishak, king of Egypt, just all of what Solomon had built, all of his materialistic things. Why Solomon? Why was he not so wise to think about what would happen with all of his abundance of wealth and treasures? That's a very good point. Verse 10, instead of which king Rehoboam made shields of brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house. And when the king entered into the house of the Lord, the guard came and fetched them and brought them again into the guard chamber. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Judah things went well. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. For Rehoboam was 41 when he began to reign. And he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Pausing for a moment, we have discussed that you can have all types of leaders. You can have leaders that are atheists. You can have Muslim leaders. You can have Buddhist leaders. You can have Jewish leaders. You can have Christian leaders. Or you can have leaders that are not atheists, but they simply don't go to church or they simply don't worship. Okay? So he didn't prepare his heart to seek the Lord, so he did some evil stuff. Continuing with verse 15, chapter 12. Now the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the books of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer concerning genealogies? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah, his son, reigned in his stead. So now Abijah is the leader. You may want to write that down. First it was Solomon. First it was David. Then it was Solomon. Then it was Rehoboam. And now Abijah is the new leader. Continuing with chapter 13, verse 1. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Michaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, being mighty of valor. And Abijah stood upon Mount Zemaraim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, hear me, thou Jeroboam, and all of Israel. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? He was asking him, don't you know? I'm the king around here. Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and hath rebelled against his Lord. And there are gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tenderhearted and could not withstand them. And now ye think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David, and ye be a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves, which Jeroboam made you for God. Have ye not cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and have made you priests after the manner of the nations of other lands? so that whosoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and seven rams, the same may be a priest of them that are no gods. But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him, and the priests which minister unto the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. And they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. The shewbread also set they in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold with the lamps thereof, to burn on every evening. For we keep the charge of the Lord our God, but ye have forsaken him. And behold, God himself is with us for our captain, and his priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you. O children of Israel, fight ye not against the Lord God of your fathers, for ye shall not prosper. But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come upon behind them. So they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind. And they cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all of Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into the hands. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter. So there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. And Abijah pursued after Jeroboam and took cities from him, Bethel with the towns thereof, and Jeshanah with the towns thereof, and Ephraim with the towns thereof. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength against in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. But Abijah waxed mighty and married 14 wives and begat 22 sons and 16 daughters. And our last verse for this read-along, and the rest of the acts of Abijah and his ways and his sayings are written in the story of the prophet Iddo. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue beginning with chapter 14, verse 1. I know that we're learning much. Let's give praise. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over signed scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along with me. Thank you for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the family bonding portal at charleneonline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.